Councilmember Price.
I actually am going to move the discussion a little bit in another direction, just because I think there were some issues that had come up in the past that I want to talk with Mr. Conway about and kind of close the loop on. At one of our last study sessions, one of a third district resident had given you, or given to me to give to you, however way, a thesis that had been done on the retrofit option. And one of the commitments that we received from you was that you would review that thesis and determine whether or not there was any viability in terms of the retrofit option. Have you had a chance to do that? And if so, before we proceed with this vote, I'd like to know your thoughts on that.
Councilmember Price, I did read the thesis, a very informed and thorough document. The two areas of particular interest that I was looking for was an engineering analysis and a cost estimate. I think it's been stated out there in a few areas that the estimated cost is $30 million. In the thesis, it's not clear in the thesis. There is no direct statement as to where the $30 million came from, but in a subsequent email from the author, she stated that the $30 million was from a rule of thumb that she was familiar with at $100 a foot for office retrofitting. That detail is not sufficient for analysis, and actually I believe the other two levels of rule of thumb she had was up to $500 for a facility that is intended to be a first responding facility. I think City Hall would follow that level of rule of thumb rather than the $100 a square foot. We would be closer to $500 a square foot if we wanted that level of a retrofit. The other area was engineering. There was no reference to any engineering drawings. It was a conceptual approach to weaving a tubular structure into the structural members of City Hall, thereby strengthening the exterior curtain walls and the interior structure of the columns and beams, but there was no detail with that as well, and so there was nothing to have reviewed other than concept statements. So while it was an interesting proposal, there is no way to verify whether or not the proposal would work in the real world and what the cost would be.
Thank you. And in terms of the retrofit option, before we move on from it, is there any reasonable scenario under which the city could retrofit this building, given our existing financial status and reality?
Councilmember Price, a reasonable scenario. Yes, a reasonable scenario would be go to the residents for a tax measure that would fund the retrofit. I'm not sure if the residents would countenance that approach. But the struggle we have, even if we could find the funds to do that, is that the retrofitted City Hall would again be subject to a significant seismic event and may not be occupiable, in which case city government essentially shuts down for a period of time until we can find more funds to lease buildings throughout the city, because there isn't a building that can accommodate staff at this point. Currently, City Hall is inefficient, functionally obsolete. Investing that level of funds into the City Hall is probably not advisable. My last recollection was $194 million estimated in 2013 dollars reflects about $600 a foot, far less than the cost of rebuilding the Civic Center.
And you don't, based on your expertise and vibe, you don't feel that the residents would want to pay a tax to build a retrofit the City Hall?
My experience comes from Measure I, and that measure, though very popular for some, did not achieve the amount of votes necessary for a tax measure. So I, relying upon that, I think the interest in the residents might be low.